Hello, this is an endoscopy report on patient Edna Marcus. Date of birth is 10-8-1942. Date of procedure is 10-13-23. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold-Sergio. Referring physician is procedure performed is endoscopy with biopsy and colonoscopy, period. Indication is heartburn, comma, abnormal CT colonography, comma, screening, comma, family history of colon cancer. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastro soap was introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum. And stomach, period. At this point in time, the patient began to be very tachycardic, exhibiting signs of supraventricular tachycardia or atrial fibrillation. The anesthesia team put in an oral airway and gave Esmolol during the procedure period. The scope was withdrawn as soon as it was noticed that the patient was extremely tachycardic, period. Once the patient was stabilized, the decision was made to not reattempt endoscopy as to not make the patient unstable, period. The patient's heart rate returned back to normal and the rhythm strip appeared normal, period. Discussed with anesthesia, decision was made to attempt colonoscopy, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds, period. On attempt to try to intubate the terminal ileum, period, the patient now exhibited signs of bradycardia, period. The rhythm strip appeared abnormal. Decision was made to completely withdraw the scope without careful inspection of the mucosa in order to make sure the patient was stable, period. At this point in time, the decision was made to completely end the procedure and not reattempt, period. The patient was stabilized with atropine, period. Overall, the bowel preparation was with Boston Bowel Prep score of 9, period. Unfortunately, the mucosa could not be evaluated, period. Findings. At upper endoscopy, there was a pyloric channel polyp that was approximately 15 millimeters in size. This was biopsied for histology, period. There was a antral approximately 2 centimeter submucosal nodule that was previously evaluated with endoscopic ultrasound and determined to be a pancreatic rest. Period. The scope had to be withdrawn given supraventricular tachycardia and need for Esmolol, and an oral airway was inserted. Period. The endoscopy was not reattempted and will need to be rescheduled. Period. On colonoscopy, Boston bowel prep score was 9. The colon was tortuous and there was pandiverticulosis noted. Period. Upon trial of intubation into the terminal ileum, patient became bradycardic with a heart rate of 30s. Period. The decision was made to terminate the procedure and withdraw the scope immediately. Period. Plan. Follow a biopsy pathology of the pyloric channel polyp. Period. Next line. Patient will need to reschedule endoscopy and colonoscopy in the hospital following cardiology clearance. Period. Recommend evaluation as soon as possible, given findings of abnormal CT colonography with possible terminal ileum and ileocecal valve mass. Period.